SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
It is 11 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with the national convener of the Black People's National Crisis Committee, Khumani Maxwele. Earlier on today, the Black People's National Crisis Committee marched to Parliament in support of the Western Cape Judge President, John Tlope. They are arguing that any planned move to suspend Tlope does not serve the interest of justice. Khumani, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. Why do you hold that view?
Thanks very much, Adrian, and good afternoon to your listeners. Well, our view is simple. All of us, we have been observing the legal processes for the past 12 years, thinking that these are indeed about the legalities of code of conduct or the gross professional misconduct, as it is alleged by the Judicial Service Commission. But what we have realized recently is the rejoinder of Freedom Under Law together with Democratic Alliance, of which you would know that they are the ones who have appealed when the Judicial Service Commission acquitted Judge President Tlope, and then DA and Freedom Under Law, they felt it necessary for them to appeal that. Fortunately for them, they appealed successfully. But now we see that this, in fact, is political campaign driven by Judge Krikler together with the Democratic Alliance. In fact, Judge Krikler is on record saying for the past 20 years, he has been telling everyone else who can listen that Judge President Tlope was not fit and proper for the office of being a judge president. That's the reason for us. We see that this is political now as opposed to legal.
Yeah, but what does Judge Krikler have to do with the procedures and processes followed by the JSC? He doesn't sit on the JSC. The decision was taken independently by members of the JSC.
Thanks very much for that. Judge Krikler have everything to do with that, because you would remember that when the JSE that was led by the likes of Advocate Ntsebeza acquitted Judge President, it was them who forced JSE to go to appeal the decision of the JSE. Now, the question is, what was his interest in appealing the decision of the Judicial Service Commission? That's number one. Number two, before the Judicial Service Commission sat down on the 20th of July, it was Freedom Under Law, together with Judge Krikler, who a week before that decision instructed and threatened the Judicial Service Commission, if they don't sit and decide on Tlope's matter, they will take the Judicial Service Commission to court. Who are they to force and give pressure to the Judicial Service Commission when it was still proceeding and deliberating on the issue of Judge President?
But remember, Pele, the case that went, I think it went to the Supreme Court of Appeal as well, if I'm not mistaken, the one where Helen Zille was still the Premier. And the argument there was that Helen Zille should have been included, the Premier of the province should have been included, like the Premier of the province this time around, Ellen Wendy, was included in that process in determining whether or not he's guilty and his suspension.
Yes, fair enough in the processes. And then subsequently, the former Premier was included, and the JSE took a decision to acquit Judge President, right? Now, what we are left with at the end here, it's really the subtle racism against Black professionals. I can count the litany of list of Black professionals who have been targeted by white-led NGO sponsored by global funders to undermine Black people, including our government. Recently, the South African government took a very progressive decision. Both it's a decision of the executive as well as the cabinet to suspend the Zimbabwean penny. Who goes to court and undermine our government's decision? It is the NGO in the name of Helen Suzman Foundation. Now, what I'm saying, Agred, is that there's a pecking here of white-led NGOs who are undermining Black professionals, including our government. If, for example, here, Judge Krikler alone, single-handedly, a apartheid judge who was raised and promoted by the apartheid government as a judge. He's coming in a democratic state to tell a democratic-led government, together with the Judge President Shop, that he is not competent to be in high court, right? He goes on to say, if you check the rulings of the past 20 years, that's just Greek, I'm saying that the rulings of the court are very poor as compared to what? To apartheid, of course. There's no other history he knows other than apartheid. What I'm saying here, Adrian, there is a pecking of particular attack in relation to black professionals. If tomorrow Judge President is suspended by President Ramaphosa, who else will follow him? That's why we are calling on President Ramaphosa to really consider not to suspend Judge President Ntshope up until the conclusion of the appeal process in the Supreme Court of Appeal. That process is still continuing. Maybe President will go on to Constitutional Court. Why is Judicial Service Commission is in the rush when they know too well that this matter is still in the Supreme Court of Appeal, so that it can be ventilated there as to what is wrong, precisely that is wrong about this case. But equally, we must register that the original foment of this case were two judges whom Judge President Shope spoke to. Those two judges, they said they are not complainant in the matter. What is it now that Judge Krikla, together with DA, are trying to dispute when the original people who received the news saying we are not involved, we are not complaining in the matter?
Yeah, but Kumani, then there was a hearing, though. There was a hearing, and then there was testimony that was led, and a conclusion then came out of, and a finding came out of that particular process.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, Adrian, there was a testimony, there was a tribunal.
Yeah.
The tribunal itself, Adrian. When
okay.
you have two judges who were primary to the case saying to you, no, we did not complain, we don't want to complain, right? There and there, you must ask yourself, then what is the interest of justice, of freedom under law, together with Democratic Alliance, in pursuing one particular individual? Yet you remember that they are not raising anything in the past 12 years that in relation to Judge President Shope administering the Division of the Western Cape, just one step at the end in relation to the judiciary, to the judicial transformation in this country. It is the Division of the Western Cape where Judge President, he was the first black person to go there in the Western Cape today.
Okay, let me ask you, do you think that he has a case to answer to?
As far as what, the gross misconduct?
Yes, the finding, alleged. Yeah.
Well, of course, I think here is that...
Do you think he has a case to answer to?
Yes, he can go to answer in court. There's no problem about that.
The impeachment process?
No, Adrian, we are not there yet. We are at appeal level, right? That process of the Supreme Court of Appeal is being undermined by Judicial Service Commission by proposing or recommending to the President, President Ramaphosa, that he must suspend Judge President.
Okay.
Now, they are jumping the process. The first, let's ventilate the Supreme Court of Appeal processes. And then from there, we will see what does that esteemed court is saying. If possible, we will then ventilate the Constitutional Court. And from there in, then they have the right to decide whatever they want to decide as far as this matter is concerned.
Okay, thank you so much, Kumani. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Kumani Maqwele there is the National Convener of the Black People's National Crisis Committee. Of course, Judge President John Tlope has lost his bid in the High Court, the matter now before the Supreme Court of Appeal. And the JSC has said before that whatever decision the High Court takes, they will decide thereafter whether to suspend or not, whichever way the High Court rule, and now they've decided on that suspension. 011-714-2006. Your tweets at Alderan Simpier and your voice notes on 0614-104-107. So that is the recommendation to suspend Judge President John Tlope.